Throw the best birthday party ever that your child will always talk about. Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall can do just that. Award-winning birthday party packages start at just $300, and all birthday parties include pizza, drinks, a party room with a party host, grip socks, printed invitations, and all 40 attractions at Big Air Trampoline Park. It's a birthday party you and your kids will never forget. Book your party today. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit bigairusa.com/Columbus for details.
Hi, I'm Juliana. Ever wondered how someone can hide their true nature for years, only to reveal their darkness the moment you stand up to them? Before I continue, please like and subscribe. Sitting in my office at Gulfstream Energy, I couldn't help but smile as I looked at the photo on my desk. Dad and I were grinning, covered in paint after renovating my first apartment. That was 3 years ago, before everything changed. My eyes lingered on his genuine smile, the kind that made his eyes crinkle at the corners, a smile I rarely see these days. I adjusted my hard hat, preparing for today's platform inspection. Thomas, my mentor and engineering director, poked his head into my office. His weathered face broke into a warm grin. Ready to tackle the pressure reading, superstar? Always am. I gathered my equipment, grateful for his steady presence over the past 5 years. Thomas had become more than a boss. He was the voice of reason I desperately needed lately. My phone buzzed. Diana's name flashed across the screen, along with a photo of an extravagant yacht. Sweetie, wouldn't this be perfect for our summer family trip? My stomach tightened. This was Diana's third dream vacation proposal this month, each one more expensive than the last. I tucked the phone away, guilt mixing with frustration. Dad had been so lonely after Mom passed, and Diana seemed like a blessing at first, charming, attentive, and apparently devoted to making him happy. Cole, our new safety officer, waved as I headed toward the helipad. Another day of keeping us all safe, boss. His genuine respect was refreshing, unlike the calculated sweetness I'd grown used to at family dinners. The thought of tonight's dinner made my chest heavy. Diana had insisted on a special family gathering at that overpriced restaurant she loved. Madeline, my stepsister, had texted earlier. Heads up, Mom's planning something big. Madeline. Now there was a surprise. When Dad married Diana 2 years ago, I expected the typical hostile stepsister dynamic. Instead, I found an ally. Her dry humor and straight-talking nature cut through the artificial pleasantries like a breath of fresh air. Earth to Jules! Thomas's voice snapped me back. You've been staring at those safety protocols for 5 minutes. Everything okay? I forced a smile. Just thinking about family stuff? His eyes softened with understanding. You know, sometimes the strongest steel isn't the one that never bends. It's the one that knows when to hold firm. Looking out over the vast Gulf waters, I felt that familiar surge of pride. At 32, I'd built this life myself. Senior petroleum engineer, respected team leader, financial independence, all hard-earned. The platform's steady hum matched my resolute heartbeat. Whatever Diana was planning, I'd handle it with the same precision I applied to my work. A message from Dad lit up my phone. Can't wait to see my girls tonight. Love you, sweetheart. My throat tightened. Oh, Dad. If you only knew what your perfect wife was really like. But for now, I'd smile and nod, just like always. After all, that's what family does, right? Or at least that's what I thought family meant. The offshore platform's warning sirens pierced the morning air. My heart raced as emergency lights flashed across the control panel. Red digits blinked frantically. The pressure readings were off the charts. Everyone clear Sector 7! My voice carried through the comms as I rushed toward the failing valve system. The metal walkway vibrated beneath my boots, each step sending vibrations of dread through my body. Something was terribly wrong. Juliana, the readings are critical. Thomas's urgent voice crackled through my headset. That valve could blow any second. Through the steam clouds, I spotted Cole struggling with his safety harness, dangerously close to the compromised section. Time slowed. My body moved before my mind could process the danger. Cole, don't move! The valve screech filled my ears as I reached him. One push sent him tumbling backward to safety. Then came the impact. White-hot pain exploded through my right shoulder as the force slammed me against the railing. The world spun, metal screeched, and darkness crept at the edges of my vision. I woke to concerned faces in the medical bay. Thomas's weathered hand gripped mine, his eyes filled with worried relief. You crazy hero. What were you thinking? The doctor's diagnosis hit harder than the injury. Severe shoulder trauma. 8 weeks minimum recovery. No platform work. Back home, my apartment felt suffocating. Diana's constant calls and messages didn't help. Darling, about that family vacation. Delete. We need to discuss financial arrangements. Delete. Your father and I were thinking? Delete. Madeline stopped by with soup and brutal honesty. Mom's been asking about your insurance payout. Her face twisted with disgust. She thinks you're sitting on a fortune now. What happened to get well soon? I tried to laugh, but the pain medication was wearing off. Every throb in my shoulder echoed with betrayal. Found these. Madeline dropped several credit card statements on my coffee table. Mom's been maxing out Dad's cards. He has no idea. My stomach churned. The numbers were staggering. Designer clothes, spa weekends, jewelry, tens of thousands in debt. Dad's retirement savings wouldn't survive this. There's more. Madeline's voice cracked. She's done this before. Her last marriage ended when she drained their accounts. She disappeared right after. The truth felt like another blow to my injured shoulder. All those sweet smiles, the perfect stepmother act, the family-first speeches, a calculated performance. My phone buzzed again. Diana's message made my blood run cold. Family dinner tomorrow, non-negotiable. We need to discuss your contribution to our summer plans. Your father's happiness depends on it. Madeline squeezed my good shoulder. You're not alone this time, sis. We'll stop her. Through my window, the distant platform lights blinked against the darkening horizon. The same view that usually brought me peace now felt like the calm before a storm. Tomorrow's dinner loomed like an approaching hurricane, inevitable, destructive, and impossible to avoid. I closed my eyes, the pain medication finally kicking in. But even as exhaustion pulled me under, one thought remained crystal clear. Diana had picked the wrong family to destroy. The restaurant's private dining room felt like a trap. Crystal chandeliers cast shadows across Diana's perfectly composed face as she clinked her wine glass. I have wonderful news for everyone. My shoulder throbbed beneath its brace, a constant reminder of vulnerability. Dad sat beside Diana, his smile eager but tired. Madeline caught my eye from across the table, her fingers drumming nervously on her water glass. I've planned the most amazing family vacation. Diana's voice dripped with manufactured excitement. 2 weeks at an exclusive resort in the Maldives, private villa, personal chef, yacht excursions. She paused dramatically. And our dear Juliana will make it all possible with her insurance settlement? The silence felt suffocating. I watched Dad's expression shift from surprise to confusion. Diana, honey, we can't expect... Of course we can. Diana's laugh tinkled like broken glass. Juliana knows how much this means to our family unity. Don't you, sweetheart? I noticed Thomas and Cole at a nearby table. They'd chosen this restaurant for their weekly dinner, unaware of the drama about to unfold. Their presence gave me strength. No. My voice was quiet but firm. Diana's smile froze. What did you say? I said no. That money is for my medical bills and recovery. I met her gaze steadily. And we need to talk about Dad's credit card statements. The mask cracked. Diana's eyes turned cold, calculating. How dare you bring up private matters? Private like your last marriage? Madeline's voice cut through the tension. The one that ended when you emptied their accounts? Dad's face paled. Diana, what are they talking about? They're lying. Diana stood abruptly, her chair scraping against the floor. Richard, don't listen to these ungrateful. Show him the statements, Madeline. My heart pounded, but my voice remained steady. Everything happened in slow motion. Diana lunged across the table, her hand connecting with my injured shoulder in a vicious slap. White-hot pain exploded through my body. I heard gasps, chairs scraping, voices raised in alarm. Through tears of pain, I saw Thomas and Cole rushing over. Dad's face transformed from shock to horror to rage. Diana, what have you done? She's ruining everything. Diana's mascara ran as she pointed at me, her designer bracelet catching the light. I deserve that money. I deserve the best. The restaurant's security cameras whirred quietly above us. Cole already had his phone out, recording. Thomas stood protectively beside my chair, his presence solid and reassuring. "It's over, Diana." Dad's voice was heavy with finality. He helped me up carefully, mindful of my shoulder. "The police will want to talk to you about assault, and I'll be calling my lawyer tonight." Diana's face contorted with rage and desperation. "Richard, please! She's manipulating you! I'm your wife!" "No," Dad wrapped his arm around my good shoulder. "You're a fraud who just assaulted my daughter. Madeline, help your sister to the car. I'll handle things here." As we left, I heard Diana's shrill voice fade into sobs. The cool night air felt like freedom against my tear-stained face. Madeline held me close, whispering, "You did it, sis. You stood up to her." My shoulder blazed with pain, but a different sensation overwhelmed it. Relief. The truth was finally out. Dad knew everything. And Diana's perfect mask had shattered into a million glittering pieces, just like her dreams of a luxury vacation at my expense. Sometimes the greatest victories come wrapped in moments of pain. But watching Diana's carefully constructed world crumble made every throb in my shoulder worth it. The courthouse steps felt less daunting with Dad and Madeline beside me. My shoulder had healed enough to remove the brace, though phantom pain still lingered whenever I thought about that night. "Ready?" Dad squeezed my hand, his eyes crinkling with concern. The past months had aged him, but there was a lightness to him now, like he'd shed a heavy burden. Inside, Diana sat with her lawyer, designer outfit replaced by modest business wear. Her eyes were red-rimmed, but I recognized the calculated desperation in them. She'd tried everything, tearful apologies, promises of change, even attempting to contact me at work. Thomas and Cole testified about the restaurant incident. The security footage played on the courtroom screen, stark and undeniable. I watched Diana's face crumple as her lawyer winced. The judge's voice rang clear. "Assault charges confirmed. Restraining order granted." Diana's perfect life unraveled quickly after that. Her real estate license was suspended pending review. Her carefully cultivated social connections dissolved once the truth emerged. The country club membership she'd bragged about was quietly revoked. "You did the right thing," Madeline hugged me carefully. "She needs to face consequences for once." Dad's divorce papers were already filed. He'd frozen the accounts after discovering even more hidden debt. Diana's dreams of luxury had crumbled into a mountain of bills she'd have to face alone. That evening, we gathered at my apartment for dinner. Dad, Madeline, Thomas, and Cole. The same group who'd witnessed Diana's true nature now celebrated its exposure. The smell of Dad's lasagna filled the air, a comfort food from happier times. "A toast," Thomas raised his glass. "To family, the real kind." "To truth," Cole added, his usual professional demeanor softened by genuine warmth. "To healing," Madeline smiled, looking more at peace than I'd ever seen her. Dad stood, emotion making his voice rough. "To my daughters, both of them." He pulled us close, and I felt Madeline's tears against my shoulder. The platform lights blinked through my window, reminding me of strength and resilience. Next week, I'd return to work, to the job I loved. My team had supported me through everything, proving that family isn't always about blood. My phone buzzed, a final message from Diana. "You've ruined my life." I deleted it without responding. She'd ruined her own life through greed and manipulation. My only role had been refusing to be her victim. "Hey," Madeline nudged me, "stop thinking so hard. We won." Looking around at these faces, Dad's gentle strength, Madeline's fierce loyalty, Thomas's steady wisdom, Cole's quiet support, I realized she was right. We had won, not just against Diana, but for ourselves. We'd built something stronger from the broken pieces she left behind. The pain in my shoulder had faded to a dull echo, a reminder that some wounds heal stronger than before. Diana had wanted to break me, but instead, she'd helped me discover just how unbreakable I truly was. Sometimes the best revenge isn't about getting even, it's about getting free. What would you do if you discovered your parents' new spouse was systematically draining their life savings? Would you expose them immediately or gather evidence first? This moral dilemma hits close to home for many. Sometimes staying silent feels like protecting our loved ones, while speaking up risks being seen as the villain. Share your thoughts in the comments below. If you've experienced toxic family dynamics, your story might help others feel less alone. Like and subscribe for more real-life stories that tackle complex family situations. Together, we can break the silence around financial abuse in families.